Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all.
Yesterday in our study of Titus chapter 3, we were reminded that when we look at the past sins of other Christians, we need to remember that we also have sins in our own past. Let's continue with that lesson today.
Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
My feet on his firm foundation for the Bible stands.
He said, you were cleansed. Yeah. You're washed. How? By the blood. You're sanctified. How? Set apart by God. With this Holy Spirit to come in, indwell you, because when you got saved, the Holy Spirit came to indwell you. And so, you were saved, you're sanctified, you were set apart by the Holy Spirit, and you were justified in the name of the Lord Jesus. Why? Because now your standing is in Him, not in your own merits, in His merit, and you gave your life to Christ. And by the Spirit of God. Now, you're going to argue with the Spirit of God? The Spirit of our God? Not a wise thing to do. But sometimes people want to insist, well, I don't care what it says. I believe that that person shouldn't be this, or that person shouldn't sing in our choir, that person shouldn't be working on a bus route, even if they are forgiven. Well, no biblical basis. And he added there, in verse 11, and such were some of you. So don't forget that. It's not to throw your sin up in your face all the time and keep you living miserable. No. To keep you from being down on others, and it also helps you to understand others can be saved. That's why he told us there in our text about that all these kind of different sins. And he said, after the grace of God appeared, you know, that was it. So again, now, he says, don't forget. Don't forget. This is what you sometimes were. You were hating one another. So that's why verse 3 started out, for we ourselves also were sometimes foolish. Disobedient, deceived. He talks about these sins in verse 3. And that was true not over here where Titus is, but also Church of Corinth. Those people could be saved, and many of those people did get saved. So make sure that you understand that. Make sure that you know that. So, this is an admonition for us to take heed, because you also were. Never forget, as they were, as they are, you might say, you once were. Well, I didn't get as bad as that guy. I didn't get bad as that lady. Yeah, but you probably had your thought. No, Jesus talked about when a man looks upon a woman to lust after her in his heart, he's committed adultery. Now, he may not have performed the physical act, didn't go through with it, didn't try, but he did in his heart and mind. You see, the Lord looketh on the heart. When God told Noah he was going to destroy the world, one of the things that he said, that the thoughts, their hearts were only evil continually. Their thoughts. A flood destroyed this world back in that day. Only Noah and his family survived by being on the ark, that ark of safety. And our ark of safety today is Jesus Christ, but my friend, understand. He said the thoughts of their heart were only evil continually. God judges the thoughts and intents of the heart. 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 5, he's going to make the hidden things of darkness are going to be revealed in that day. So don't get so high and toddy about yourself that you look down on others. Be thankful that God saved you and know that God can save others from those terrible things that they get involved in. So that's what I said. As they are, you once were. Aren't you glad God placed people in your life who also had compassion for you, regardless of how you were? We don't want people to know how we were. And I don't blame you. The sins of the past are absolutely nothing for which we should be proud. Now, have you ever heard that man, maybe even that woman, that will say to you, boy, I can remember I could drink this much, I could do this, oh man, I can remember how we got down and we did this, did that, and all that, and everything that's evil they're telling about. That's what we did one time, boy, and they're saying it almost like they're bragging about it. We did drugs, we did this. No, nothing to brag about. But someone had compassion for you regardless of how you were. We must have that compassion for others. Now, I had an evangelist write me a letter one day and said, you should not preach about, or just some things I've already mentioned here in these verses since I've been speaking, of the lady or a guy, could be that matter, have all this metal in their face. And then it could be just that guy that's homosexual. But we see that guy come in, that lady that's that way, and that guy with the long hair and the tattoos everywhere. And this preacher said, you shouldn't preach on those things because they won't get saved. Now, actually what had happened, I had hit those things in a sermon, and we had some people get saved. And so I wrote him back, well, I said that. Then he said, well, people see him in the parking lot, and they start putting him down for having metal in their face and all these tattoos and things like that. Wrote him back again. And I said, look, that could happen. And if it ever happens in my church, I make sure it gets stopped right then. And people say that happens. That might have happened to someone here or there, but that's not a normal thing in an independent fundamental Baptist church. And if it is, and they're probably getting these people in the parking lot and saying those things to them, they're probably not right themselves. And so it makes them feel good about themselves to put somebody else down, try to bring them down to their level. So, but that normally doesn't happen. But that preacher was scheduled to come preach for me. So I just told him, look, we don't need you. Now, we'll just cancel. That meeting's canceled. He emailed me back and he says, God is not pleased with this. I said, you're right. He's not pleased. But I think he caught on to what I meant. He wasn't pleased with his attitude of don't preach against sin. And so I had that one experience there with this one evangelist who at one time was very fundamental, but decided he's not getting as many meetings. So I guess that's what he decided. I may be wrong on that. So I don't want to falsely accuse him, but I realized that after that, he was not taking those stands that he used to take. And God had given him souls when he was taking that stand when it was right. So again, this is an admonition for you and me that we take heed of these things because we once were those things and somebody had compassion on us. So You no longer are those things. When you get saved, you're cleansed by the blood. You no longer are those things. But you have to learn after your salvation, you still have an old nature. You still have a sin nature. You can still fall into sin. But the Holy Spirit came to indwell you the moment you received Christ, and He's there to help you with victory. So you stay in the Word, you read the Word, and you begin to grow in Him. When Christ saved you, new things happen. Let's say you didn't grow up in church. You get saved. And there's a guilt that you have that you're not sure why. You didn't have that guilt before. Well, you see, the goal after getting a person saved is to bring them to the gentleness and meekness that is Christ, but also to the purity and the holiness that is Christ. A young man in the church that I pastored, we'll just call his name Kyle. Kyle, we led to the Lord in our visitation program in his home. And he was just a young man. I think he was about 19 years old, was already married, had a kid. He might have been 20, but not much older than that. Had a little baby. Got saved. He was working on a job that pretty well took up his whole time all day Sunday and Wednesday night. But he would be on his way to work in the mornings, and sometimes he'd see my car sitting out there about 7 o'clock in the morning and or earlier at that church. And so he started stopping in and asking me questions. You know, we'd encourage him to get in the Bible and so forth, give him some literature to help him grow. And since he's not at church, you know, we didn't even have him baptized yet because he was working all those days. But, you know, he asked me, said, is it all right for me to have that six-pack? He said, I know it's wrong to drink. But he said, I keep it in my refrigerator to show I have victory over. And so I told him, well, no, now you're just tempting the Lord. You're just challenging Satan to come and try. And he can make you fall. Now get rid of it. That's what you were once were. You don't want any associates. Somebody comes in your house and opens the refrigerator and sees that, they don't see you as a saved person. And he got that and he threw it out. He and his wife had used tobacco. He chewed it and she smoked it. And so he knew it was wrong. He got rid of it. But his wife had a harder time getting rid of it than he did. And so he talked to her about it and all that. And he said, is it wrong? We talked about those things. And there are a few other things that he talked about that he got convicted about. And they were sin. But he didn't before. He knew other Christians that didn't before. So he didn't think it was that bad. He didn't know. And yet he felt convicted.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
It's truth. We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you'd like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address and include the radio station by which you are listening and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on His firm foundation, for the Bible says, I will plant my feet on His firm foundation, for the Bible says.